None but the hungry heart. 5, 6. Transferred and transformed. If, or since ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Colossians 3, verse 1. The growth truths seem complicated and difficult to understand on first encounter. However, with progress in grace, we find them to be as clear and logical as the truth of justification. For both time and eternity, all is summed up in John 17, verse 3. And this is life eternal, to know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ. Study on. The marvel of divine grace is that not only has everything according to the heart of God been secured for me through the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, but that I, a child of Adam, should be not only in peace with God, where I was under his judgment, but that I am transformed from Adam to Christ, and am to have Christ formed in me now. I am born of God, of new and divine origin, a new creation, to be here on earth now where I was a child of Adam, in the grace and beauty of Christ, led by his own power to stand for him, daily more and more transformed into the same image, from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. I used to study this passage and that passage to obtain guidance and light. I see now that if I were really near him, beholding his glory, I should be transformed, should come from him so impressed with himself that his interests would, as it were, naturally control me. When the heart has found its rest and satisfaction in him, it can turn to him naturally and continually in every circumstance. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Colossians 3, verse 2.